The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The nerd, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it, yeah.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
My favorite mutant, yeah,
ain't
is a mic on.
With you, your logic does not compute.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM is on and popping the Tuesday edition. Happy short week. Happy post-independence holiday. Yeah, happy recovery from hangover day. That should have been yesterday. But yeah, short week. We end on a Tuesday. And of course, big up to all the sponsors. Appreciate them on board. Glad to have you guys locked and loaded. You know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. And then, of course, you know, we got your text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow Channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. And you know, I like to start the conversation, especially coming in off a holiday weekend. I need to know your minds are right. So I got your brain teaser. Oh yeah, you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. And of course, okay, I'm coming to you right now because I agree with the heat, and we can talk about the heat in a minute. Dallas is, in fact, the buzz coming up, brought to you by John Shoes. But right now, like I said, I got your brain teaser playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Two pairs, so that means you and three of your friends get to go in and get your laugh on. It covers four people. All right, great show of the headliner, Davin Rosenblatt, feature comedian Rich Carucci, and yours truly, funny show from start to finish. Two for one on all locals. Tuesday through Sunday, doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. And we're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. So all you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you're good to go for the show. All right. Here's your question. And now I'm going to get up into your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. But right now, let's see what we got. Wow. Okay, recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 80% of the people surveyed have done this to a neighbor in the past year. recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, survey revealed that 80% or 80 out of 100 people surveyed has done this to a neighbor over the past year. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the 5 o'clock hour, top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Right now, let's get up into your headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads have new arrivals right now, new suits for all of your needs, double breast, regular, slim, pinstripe, and fashion, with all the accessories to go along with at both locations. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, let's check out your headliners. Was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Biggest one, government agrees to settle BPL case. That means me and you got to pay for it. Proposed settlements not revealed. And before I even get into it, story by Candia Danes in today's Guardian. But off the top, proposed settlements not revealed. Further proof and a cry out again for a proper Freedom of Information Act. Why are we so lacking in getting this done? Past administrations, this present administration, the citizens, the voters, the taxpayers, who you all work for, we would like a proper Freedom of Information Act. But anyway, I can keep crying. I'll keep yelling it out until we get it. So government agrees to settle BPL case, proposed settlements not revealed. Lawyers for former BPL, Bahamas Power and Light Executive Chairperson Darnell Osborne, and two other former board members who sued BPL and the government for unfair and wrongful dismissal have reached tentative settlements with the Office of the Attorney General. This confirmed by the Nassau Guardian. Osborne and Roy Nick Dean also sued for defamation. Nicola Thompson took action only for alleged unfair and wrongful dismissal. They were fired from the board in 2018 with then Minister of Works Desmond Bannister saying board members had clashed on almost every critical issue, which was at great cost to BPL. The matter had been set down for 14 days before Senior Justice Indra Charles to start last Thursday, but the tentative settlements were reached on Wednesday evening with the AG's office, Damien Gomez QC, who represents Osborne. Dean and Thompson said yesterday they were previously represented by Alfred Sears, who is now in cabinet. Gomez did not reveal the proposed settlement amounts, which still need to be approved by cabinet in order to be finalized. But he said it was definitely in the government's interest to settle. The AG's office was sure to lose, and legal fees alone would have cost over $240,000 for the trio's attorneys over the two-week trial. So, did they save us money with this settlement? Well, we need to see the settlement to see how much we saved, if it was going to cost us so much in legal fees alone. Freedom of Information Act. We need it, especially when it comes to our money. Other headlines blazing up the Guardian. Fernanda believes stiffer firearm penalties will deter gun crime. Story by Jasper Ward. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda said penalties needed to be increased to deter gun smuggling. When you look at an individual who's arrested for possession of unlicensed firearm, he goes to court, gets bail. Even when he's convicted, he gets 2 years the most. Sometimes they're even cautioned and put back on the street. I believe that we need to send a message out there. We continue to talk about the proliferation of firearm smuggling that's getting to the hands of the criminals. So there has to be some deterrent. And I believe that if we up the penalties with that, I believe we will see some deterrence in respect to that. Ann Fernanda has announced the establishment of a new ceasefire unit. Said this unit is aimed at combating the activities of prolific offenders. You can see the rise, especially within the homicides. You're seeing 2-3 homicides a day, so that unit's mandate is just to go after this. The statistics are speaking to us and telling us who the players are, so their focus and their strategy is to go out there and disrupt. We have the intel that is working for us at the same time, so we're able to build evidence to connect these individuals and put them where they belong, behind bars. He's talking a good game. Now let's see the results. So I'm going to keep an eye on this new, you know, the results from this new ceasefire unit. But yes, stiffer penalties for gun smuggling, but what about stiffer penalties for gun possession? If you're already saying 2 years for possession and ammunition, shouldn't we stiffen them as well? Wouldn't that be a deterrent in its own right? What say you? Chime on in. Text lines are open. Phone lines are open. Dear Jesus, what kind of answers you're giving me? Wow. So anyway, that's another big one in the Guardian today. So chime on in on those. And while you do that, and chime in with the answers as well to the brain teaser, we'll slide on out of the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? Slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, all of your fast fashions and your workwear, all the accessories to go along with, back to school for the kids coming up in short order. They now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations. All right, so be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, and I'll tell you what the buzz is. Hey, good text from the text writer. Naughty, whatever happened to our gun courts? That is a good question. We really need to check on that, you know. Note to self. I'm going to follow up on that. That's a really good text right there. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a note because there were gun courts. What happened to the specific gun courts that we used to have? Here's another one. Great show as usual. Thank you. Appreciate it. They clowning about the gun laws. The gun law reminds me of the seatbelt law. Mm-hmm. Some good text right there. All right. Well, let me tell you what the buzz is right now. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. How to text to chime in. Okay? And say, Naughty, this ain't the same son. Someone had to teeth the son and replace it with this extra hot son because this is too damn hot. This is like lava. Listen, let me tell you what was hot. If you were in possession of ice over the holiday weekend, that was the buzz. That still is the buzz. Okay? And I agree with you. This is a different kind of sun. This is a different kind of heat. All right? It is really different. I brought back a cold. This is from a couple of years ago. And I think I got to drop it again because I think that this is the cousin of that sun from a couple of years ago, bigger, badder, and hotter. My God, it's hot. Over the weekend, I was sweating in places, and I found crevices that I didn't know sweat could go in on my body. And then, you know, you think, okay, you know what? Let's ride out to the beach, take the fam, get a couple buckets of the KFC, you know what I mean? Huh? Maybe, you know, one or two burgers and fries from Burger King for those who wanted the burgers instead of the KFC, and then boom, we rolling. What are we going to do? We're going to stop and fill up the cooler with what? Ice. Listen here. Ice was moving like crack in New Jack City on the weekend, people. And I don't know who's responsible for ice delivery. But from Fish Fry, way past Albany to Lyford Key to Gambia, no ice. None. Zero, zilch, nada. I said, let me try the East. Okay? So we tried that, going up to the park to do that. Not, listen, if I could have had an ice machine, hey, Artie, if we had had an ice machine and a couple of plastic bags on the weekend, we could be millionaires today. We wasn't going to be here. You would have been hearing, you're listening to a previously recorded show right here on Guardian Radio. Me and yours could be somewhere, but it wasn't going to be here. You might have been watching a baseball game or something. Because we just could be floaty. My God, it was hot. Listen. And nobody had ice. So I want to let you all know, every ice company in this country, y'all created this buzz. Not for my sake, not for your sake, not for the Bahamas' sake, but for Jesus' sake, y'all get some ice where it need to be. And I do have a little reminder now that I got two bags already. Shell, Saunders Beach. I got some ice. You better go quick. But everywhere else, mash up. So, to this end, if we have any venture capitalists that listen to the show, and I know that you do because you've approached me already, I need you to contact me. I got an idea of all ideas. Okay? And we're going to make this cool cash together. So holler at your boy. Arlington, I got you in there. We'll figure out something. All right? We can make sure you're there. You could be the temperature tester. You could just go in and stick your finger in there. Yeah, cold enough. Pack it up. You know? We'll get you a proper, you know, finger protection. You know? Make it happen. Let's check the tax and eyes. Naughty, you ain't lying. I've been to the bank. I went there light brown. I left the bank looking two shades darker. And it is hot. Yeah, the sun is on rotisserie for sure. Dudes like me and you, we step out light skin. We come in, caramel. Go back out tomorrow, woo, chocolate. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Just Kennedy. You and Chef never told me that when you buy the gyro, you can't drive and eat. Supposed to put on the side of the road and eat.
Is that good, eh?
Man, you owe me a pants. I picked the stuff up and I started eating an independent special study, but you know the pants was massive, so I had to go home.
I want nothing to do with your pants, but I get you next gyro. How about that?
All right, that's good, because that was so good, man. All the two screen right down my pants, my girl laugh at me.
That's what she's supposed to do?
Yeah, boy, but listen to me. That was good. I got the independent special. That was good. I always hear you talk about it, but I had to try it. So now they get a new customer.
Listen. I got to let you know something, man. Tropical Gyro's doing something big end of the month, you know.
Yeah? I go on there yesterday and I'm looking for them, but they was closed.
Man, listen here. They doing something big end of the month. Laugh Fest 2022, man.
All right. They need to get the food truck on the road, too. But
I come in. So
I can try everything.
Get ready to get your laugh on end of the month. Tropical Gyro's doing big things. KFC doing big things. John Shoe's doing big things. And guess what? We can help you get your laugh on. So you got to go support them. And when you're in the tropical, make sure, look out for the big promotion. You could win some really up-close and personal seats to the show, all right?
Well, I look for it. But they get a new customer every Saturday now, because that's 6 o'clock. I can't make that 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but Saturday, listen, let me tell you what time to go Saturday. You get there about 11:45. Don't tell them I tell you. 11:45.
Yeah, all right, then. Why keep that down? They went there Saturday. They said, man, I heard it on Naughty Show.
And I'm telling you, off the chain.
Yeah, the girl didn't know, so she called Chef, and Chef said, yeah, independent special. I said, this is the second person Chef in tell us. I said, well, you know now.
You know now, because you know everybody's listening to this show. They coming for that independent special.
Oh, but that's gone. He was right. So they missed it Saturday. They missed Sunday.
There you go, man. But don't worry. They always got great specials going on. Just check them out online, all right? Tropical Gyros on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you know they're doing big things, so you'll see them all over real soon.
Yeah, I didn't see
how to
get that one out west on
Cave
Beach, because that's where I live.
So, you waking on that, man? We twisting Chef on that already. I's the west side of myself. You already know.
All right, then. Or that or the food truck?
That coming, man. You just relax. Just be patient.
Hey, but you can't give Negroes good food and then get going out on an island for it. They always want it.
Man, you know we got to get you hooked on it first, and then bada-boom, everybody love it, right? So we done got you hooked on it. It'll be there in short order, I promise.
Yeah, but that's some good stuff. I keep listening to you. I can try that hamburger now when I go back.
Hey, try the burger one, try the shrimp one, and try the crack lobster. Try them in succession, all right? Try them out. They off the chain.
Yeah. But, all right, but the fries is nice, too. That's some good fries to get there.
Yeah, they got the seasoning and everything, man. You got to try the bowls, too. They off the chain.
I hear the lady ask for the bowl, right? But that's the man had an order, independent special, so I ain't going to try to get the bowl.
So go back next Saturday and get the bowls. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but they closed yesterday. Hot, but I was hungry yesterday. Go and drive way up there for that. And it was closed.
All right, now. I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for chiming in, man. Yeah. Enjoy your gyros. All right, be safe. Boy, Texter, you trying to get me in trouble, but you trying to get me to read all kinds of things again. Wait, come off the text. Let me go back to you being three shades of gray in the bank line. If you go there and I tell Naughty, you get what? Come from off this text line texting food. All right. So, yeah, I'll be honest with you. Here's the deal. That's a wrap on the buzz. Y'all need to cool down. Y'all venture capitalists, get at me. I see a couple of y'all already called. I got a great idea. We're going to get paid. It's like Shark Tank. And y'all even going to be like hard to impress. Y'all going to be ready to go. This is so good. All right? On the flip side of the break, we'll check out the Global Warming real quick. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA, another big sponsor of LAFFEST 2022. All right? In addition to KFC, you got John Shoes, you got Tropical Gyros. Man, they all doing big things. And like I said, coming up on the flip side of the break, we got your Global Warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. That'll be followed up by your Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll be checking in Freeport with Sarah Kirkby and the crew from the Grand Bahama News. And at the bottom of the hour, you know, I got Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. That's coming up. All on the flip side of the break, right here, Tuesday edition of Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Wow, 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 wow! KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy wow good.
Refined style with elegant taste, and fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. 4:40 p.m. is the time. And real quick, let me jump on in to your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about Crazy Tuesdays, all right? And don't forget, KFC just put the wow in your week with the Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Get 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of only $15. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC, all right? Be sure to check them out. And don't forget, the drive-thru is at KFC Monday through Sunday, open late and frying until midnight. All right, so you got until midnight to get your finger licking on at your favorite KFC location, and it's Crazy Tuesday. Definitely take advantage of that wow bucket. All right, let's check out the global woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Got a lot to work with, I'll tell you. Busy, busy holiday weekend. The world's population will hit 8 billion people later this year, November 15th, the projected date. A full batch of photos, the first from the new Webb telescope, will be released today. Now part owner of the Denver Broncos, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. And I'm so glad I said that, because every time I see that name or hear that name or see a picture, I think of the Chappelle Show reference. You hear me saying it right now? Boy, let me tell you. And if you haven't, go watch the show. Just type in on YouTube, Chappelle Show, Condoleezza Rice, and enjoy that one. Monty Norman, a British composer who wrote the iconic James Bond theme song, has died. He was 94. One-time reality TV star Jen Saha pled guilty Monday in Manhattan federal court to wire fraud just 1 week before her telemarketing fraud trial was set to begin. Yes, it is Amazon Prime Day, which is actually 2 days, today and tomorrow. So be sure to take advantage of that, I guess, Amazon lovers. Thor: Love and Thunder opened to a record $143 million over the weekend, the biggest Thor movie opening ever. Billy Joel, the legend himself, in Detroit concert last week, he brought out Joe Elliott of Def Leppard to sing Pour Some Sugar on Me with him. That must have been a trip. But heck, that's two old rockers right there, man. Two old talented dudes. Eddie Murphy walked his daughter Bria down the aisle on Sunday at her Beverly Hills wedding. By the way, Martin Lawrence's daughter Jazz, who is dating Eddie Murphy's son Eric, was the one who caught the bouquet. Oh, Lord. Can you imagine the comedic offspring those two could produce? The progeny, the brilliance, if they take after their respective granddads? Martin and Eddie? If that kid was to be born and take after either of them, boy or girl, brilliance in the comedy world. Brilliance. Ciara released a new song titled Jump. She says she's back on her mission to make the world dance. Oh, God. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. And lastly, for all you Johnny Depp lovers, where's Johnny Depp these days? In Monaco at a concert performing songs with Jeff Beck, our upcoming album, in case you wanted to know. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. And we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about Crazy Tuesdays and that wild bucket, 8 pieces of chicken for only $15. All right, why you have a bone to pick with me? Naughty, I remember I have a bone to pick with you. I decided the movie Luther with all the manga skin gas is because Nassau people like to teeth and kill too much. Now I hear Luther have a water shortage. How am I supposed to enjoy all them mangas? Can't be. Naughty, y'all, Luther people ain't safe. Well, my grandpa was from North Palmetto Point in Luther. K.M. Thompson, Lord bless the dead. So, yeah, you got me or not. We may not be safe. But, boy, we come from a sweet place. Anyway, I digress. It's time to get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And you know I runs on Dunkin'. And if you haven't started to run on Dunkin', you should. All right, I want you to beat the heat all summer long. You know they got the coladas back for you. All right, help you cool down. But don't forget the iced coffees are back as well. And they got two great ones to choose from, all right? If you really want the iced coffee temptations, you got to try the new cake batter signature latte. All right, that rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor. It's a party in every cup. But if you like, the traditional ones, well, guess what? That butter pecan iced coffee is back with the tasty flavors of butter-roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin's original blended iced coffee. I was over there last Friday going into the holiday weekend, had three of them on remote. They are all GWD good. All of that goodness waiting on you, as well as the donuts, at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and two of them out there at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Well, not the phone lines. We're going to Zoom. We got Freeport lined up. We got the Freeport Report coming up for you. It is Tuesday. So checking in with me from the Grand Bahama News. I got my good friend down there in Grand Bahama, Sarah Kirby. What's going on, Sarah? How was your holiday weekend?
It was good, but you almost just forgot me then.
No, man. I didn't forget you. This is a busy Tuesday, man. Busy Tuesday. I can't forget you. What's happening in Freeport? Give me the good, the bad, and the man. What we got going on?
I gotta be honest. I was in Nassau this weekend. Y'all was rocking.
Yeah, we be carrying on. We got to show y'all Grand Bahamians how to do it, you know?
Exactly. It was a great weekend. It was beautiful. And boy, let me tell you, yesterday was packed out at all the parks. I can tell you that much.
I was trying to beat the heat and find ice all at the same time, boy. If I had an ice machine yesterday, I'd have been a millionaire.
This heat is bad, but I have to say, everywhere I went in Nassau, Naughty, everybody said something to me about the show we do and how nice it is for you to let me come on and catch up about Freeport. So I really want to thank you about that.
No problem, but you know, man, you know my beautiful wife MJ is from Freeport, and my in-laws are in Freeport. My mother-in-law, who I love so much, I'm a father-in-law. You know, I got spoiled. I got a great, great mother-in-law. And then, you know, I got my sister-in-law is down there too, and my nephews and my nieces and all that good stuff. So, yeah. Freeport, listen, when I tell you all the time, that's my retirement plan. Open up a comedy club down there, put my feet up, you know what I mean?
I love it. And well, love myself. We get the hotel going, it can happen. So
find me a piece of property on the canal, you know what I mean?
Oh, and we have it. And we have to give a shout-out to Jasmine, who works at Bahamas Waste. Jasmine Davis, that's a Freeport girl that we lost her to Nassau, but she's ready to come back one day soon.
I highly doubt Franny will allow that to happen. The Cardinals ain't letting her go nowhere if I know Franny.
Yeah, you're right on that.
So what's going on in Grand Bahama? You know, it's Tuesday. You got to buy the supplement. People, spend the money and get the supplement. It's no longer free. And like I always tell you, spend the money on The Guardian.
It's worth it. The paper is great. The Guardian has tons of super news in. And we did have our own celebrations here in Grand Bahama for independence. But I have to tell you what was really jammed packed was the Thursday night Gumbay Summer. I heard it was packed out by Taino Beach and everybody came out to enjoy that night. So congratulations to tourism and all the organizers there. That was a great one. And we'll have a story on that next week for you. This week, we got a couple stories which I think are going to be near and dear to your heart. We are still having problems getting the permits we need to plant mangroves. It is very hard. Waterkeepers Bahamas is very frustrated after getting the Prime Minister's beautiful wife over, and Anne Marie Davis came and she did a great talk, and they talked about how desperately we need the mangroves replanted after the hurricane. There's still a lot of bureaucracy in getting the permits to be allowed to plant the mangroves.
We got to keep that up. We got to do that, man. We got to maintain the mangroves, man.
Exactly. And this is a big deal. And we're losing people who want to do this are going over to Abaco to plant as well. But they're having the same issue there. So I don't know. It's got to get sorted out.
My thing about it is you can't have my friends like Joe Darvo. You can't have my friends like Katharina McKinney. You can't have my friends like Sam Duncan. You know what I mean? You can't have them out there from time immemorial preaching on how important the mangroves are. And now the Prime Minister taking the climate change narrative to the world.
Exactly.
Allegedly one of the faces of climate change. Well, then you cannot do something that is diametrically opposed to the climate change by letting mangroves be destroyed. We got to maintain them.
And
we have to replenish them. Then less red tape, the better. Let us replenish the mangroves, man. Mangroves, come on.
And people realize it's our responsibility and they just want to do it, but you have to have permission. And we're not going to get financial help to do these things if we're mucking around in bureaucracy to get it sorted. It's not good. We need to get it done.
Well, I got Texas chiming in. You don't need a permit to plant a mangrove. Well, obviously, there's some sort of red tape holding it up, because if there was no, permit required, you guys wouldn't have no problems planting the mangroves, correct?
Exactly. And you have to follow protocol because you don't want to have an issue going on. So it's gone from the forestry department. And well, if you read the paper today, you could read the whole story. It's on the front cover. So to DEP. So it's really important. That's the Department of Environmental Protection and Planning. So they're trying to do it through the proper process, but it is taking a long, 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 long time. And financing doesn't come unless you prove to them, to an organization, that you're spending their money correctly and putting it in the right place. So this is something serious we really have to get through. Eric Carey's addressed it. The BNT has already complained about it. So it's something that has to be done.
Yeah, we have to, man. We cannot let the mangroves, fall into disrepair and basically be destroyed and not replenished. And second of all, if it's a case of red tape, because they have foreigners planting the mangroves, then if it's a case of permitting, let Bahamians plant them and we don't have no problem.
Yeah, it's Bahamians trying to plant it. So, you know, this is a
I'm just trying to cover all the bases. I got some text coming in and, you know, just trying to make sure.
Yeah, no, it's Bahamians. So read the story. It's like you said, it's by the paper or you can look online. It's online in the Grand Bahama section today. The other story, which I know is near and dear to your heart, is the problem we have, very sadly, at the Humane Society of Grand Bahama. And they do not want to do that, but they're starting to have to put animals down because of overpopulation within their own society, within the organization's building. You know, it's horrible. And so, I sent you.
I reach out to anybody in Freeport who has a space that maybe could house some of these animals.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if there was some sort of space could house them, I'm sure the Grand Bahama Humane Society could find volunteers to make sure, you know, that they're attended to.
For the Humane Society of Grand Bahama, it's money.
Yeah, so that's what I was about to say. Fundraising is the most important thing, right?
Funding is the biggest problem. They cannot. The problem is people aren't spaying and neutering, right? Because it's an expensive cost.
Right.
So we had a free spay and neuter before, but they had to use the spay and neuter van for a clinic because we didn't have a clinic because the clinic went underwater in Dorian. They have now rebuilt the clinic, and we've done a story on that. But now you need the money to do that. But they don't have the money because they're still keeping all the extra animals fed. And the problem is there's people who are irresponsible, who are still breeding and still bringing thousands and hundreds of puppies into the world that have no homes. And so it's a struggle. And if you don't spay and neuter your pet, then they are, you know, you're stuck with these puppies that nobody wants. And I know it's happening because people like, well, there's people living in like closed in or special areas, and they'll put on these chat groups and say, oh, we found this puppy. This puppy was just put in my yard, you know, and they can't afford to look after them. So you shouldn't be breeding puppies. We've got to go to the adoption process. Not everybody can have these perfect little toy ponies or toy puppies or.
Well, I get a test from being, you know, a rescue adopter, you know.
Right.
Those animals are awesome. You know, you get twice the love out of them that you get from getting one from scratch. And I hate to say it, but it's the truth. They're so happy to have a home.
Exactly. And I've got a beautiful pot cake that is German Shepherd pit bull mix. He's stunning.
He's a real kapunka love one.
So I really, you know, they are doing their best to try and get that out. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd love you to share the information I sent you.
I'll share it throughout the week, man. And I'll stay keeping it out there. I like the fact that you can sponsor a dog or a cat for $30 a month.
Yeah.
If you choose a specific one you like, you can do that. Or it could be set up via their U.S. Foundation partner at www.theconefoundation.org/donate.php or local bank transfer to the CIB account name Humane Society of Grand Bahama, account number 4410-4110, bank transit number 09726. And I'll repost it on the Facebook page and get it here on the Guardians page as well. If you are interested in doing that, that's something we could do. But at the end of the day, when you have a shelter like the Humane Society, that is supposed to be a no-kill shelter, but that's the options that we have to turn to right now because it's so bleak. We got to get animals adopted, or if there's anybody with space that could house animals, like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Don't you want to donate that pro bono? I'm sure that the folks at the Grand Bahama Humane Society would be more, you know, inclined to take care of the animals rather than put them down.
They do not want to do it. And people are begging around.
And that goes here for New Providence as well, too. God forbid we get to that stage. We need to have a plan, being a plan C, because we can't lose these animals.
Yeah, no, I think you're pretty much at that stage in Nassau from the stories I've seen on a couple TV shows, this news shows last week. So I really think we have to be responsible doing. We've got to spay and neuter. You've got to make smart decisions that are there for the animals. We've just got an overpopulation, and nobody wants to go down this road. Nobody. Well, so it's so disheartening.
Keep us posted, and I think I got an idea to raise some funds for you know, the Grand Bahama Humane Society. So I'll get in contact with you and see if we could do something. All right.
Fantastic. All right. And I got two more stories for you.
Well, real quick, because we got to get to the break. Yeah, so give them to me.
a real great congratulations to Seagate Wines. It's a store that opened through Flying Fish Restaurant. They had their grand opening of their second location, which was expanded because they've done so well. So a really great Grand Bahama success story in two entrepreneurs, Bahamian returning home and doing great with business. So that's super. And then the other story is, you might know them, everybody else who ever comes to Freeport probably knows Pisces Restaurant. It has been around
over
30 years. It started as like the little cool super pizza place to go to behind Lacayne Towers. Everybody went there. It was a great night place. Rosie and George always took care of you. Now they moved to Port Lacayne Marketplace. They are there, and they have now moved to the Grand Bahama Yacht Club. But Rosie and George are like a foundation of Grand Bahama. And, you know, everybody wants to support them, and they're so thrilled with their new location. It really has helped them. They were devastated after Dorian, and then after COVID, it just killed them. But they kept their staff on, and they found a new location they're really happy with. So I'm really proud of these Grand Bahamians that are fighting to keep their places open and working hard to keep business going here in the island.
But I'll be sure to check them out next time I'm in town for sure.
I will bring you some if we don't, because you know I brought you patties.
But the patties was good. Now, you ain't got to argue with me on that Pisces lasagna. We just leave that right there like that. That's off the chain. Exactly. You ain't got to go no step further. Just bring that. Hurry up.
Okay. Thank you for all the time you're giving me today.
No problem, man. Back at you. I'll be safe. And, you know, regardless of my in-laws and my fam down there in Freeport and everybody. Yes, we will be there soon. I got to do a show from Freeport.
So we got to make that happen. We'll get that over, guys.
All right, man. We're going to go to the break right now. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. And we got the Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up right before the news. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Okay. Thank you.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Hello? Can show you something else, boy.
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Craving tasty and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right here, right now, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And it is time for, Cuban Willie's numerology report. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And, of course, you know, it's all about Percy's Pension Plan at The Island Game. All right? It's back again. And Percy's Pension Plan, you can win up to $1,000 a week for a year. 13 pensions worth over $244,000. You got a $1,000 a week winner. You got one winner for $1,000 a week for a year. Two winners of $500 a week for a year. Two winners of $400 a week for a year. Two winners of $300. Two winners of $250 a week for a year. And four winners of $200 a week for a year. All you have to do, deposit $20 on your Island Game account, and you are good to go. Percy's Pension Plan will hook it up for you. You get one entry with every $20 deposit. So get to your favorite Island Game location, all right, and take advantage of Percy's Pension Plan. And, you know, take advantage of Cuban Willie's three ball today. The numerology report is coming up. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. I have no idea where Cuban Willie's is today. Let's see where he's at. Cuban, where you at? What you doing, buddy? What you got for me?
Wepa! Soy yo, Cuban Willie, and I have to keep it down because I have the hangover. Boy, let me tell you, the behavior on Independence Weekend was a beautiful thing, let me tell you. Let me tell you, two times, I had a great time, three times, four times. And the young canoe, man, baby, let me tell you, the young canoe, I love the young canoe. Galik, 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 and galik, galik, galik. Oh, my head, because I do some drinking, you know. Over the weekend, I had the 9 cases of beer. Okay, the 9 cases of beer. I had the 5 bottles of Jack Daniels. And today, I have to take the 8 aspirin to fix my cabeza. So the number today in my numerology report, the 3 words for today is the 9, the 5, and the 8. The 9, 5, 8, the 9, 5, 8 in your 3 words for today in the Island Game. And this has been Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you by the Island Game and Percy's Pension Plan. Now hurry up, go play those numbers I gave you responsibly with the Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
There it is. Yeah. Bah. Yeah. Okay. So, bah. Yeah. Check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just a word. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back and burn all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned. Cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk, I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear. Cause I came with the cream of the alarm and form the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy, you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have the own weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Yeah. No, no, I'm talking about. Get it. Yeah.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at ya, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Tuesday edition. For those of you, I gave you some extra time, and you all tried. You all really, really tried, but you all were wrong with your answer. And I said, Bahamans, recent survey, 100 Bahamans, 50 men, 50 women, 80%, you know, said they've done this to their neighbor during the last year. What is it? My God, a lot of y'all come to mind is gossip, feed them, throw garbage in their yard, pee in their yard, curse them while you're y'all really love your neighbors, eh? Run their dogs. Hail them.
What percentage?
80%. 80% have done this to their neighbor. And yeah, what have they done? What is it that the 80% have done, right? And everybody, like missed the age-old thing. What you do to your neighbor? Borrow something.
Borrow something.
Not really feed them, because feed them can constitute a plate. Come for your plate, bring your bowl. The borrow something. Hey, let me 2 limes. Let me pack a Kool-Aid. Let me some sugar, you know?
Like the woman coming for a cup of sugar, a pack of Kool-Aid, and some ice.
Depending
and
on how she dressed, that I might get you in problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyhow, how was your weekend there, Pearly? We got a lot to talk about. I mean, we got to start it off, as we always do, with Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m., as a matter of fact. So definitely take advantage of that. Now, here's the deal. This man's lunch special, Monday through Friday. You got a different special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. The staple on Thursday, split pea soup with all kind of meat and big, big doughboys and big dumplings. But give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you Monday through Friday out there at Naughty Johnny's doing their lunchtime special. All right, 377-7776. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. All right? All right. Now we got all that out of the way. Let's see what happened today in sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's.
You asked me if I had a good weekend, and then you didn't wait for me to answer. I was so excited to talk about my weekend. But anyway, go ahead. Let's do the today in sports and we'll ask for a weekend after.
And then you can tell me about your glorious weekend, because it was your birthday going into the weekend. That's why I wanted to give you the ample time to express and fumigate the niceness of your day and of your weekend. Because we got
it. I discovered a new pastime.
Pardon?
I discovered a new pastime.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Well, this can be quick because not much happened on today in sports history on the 12th of July. 1901, Cy Young of the Boston Red Sox got his 300th career victory. He ended his career with a 511 win. 31, a Major League Baseball record for doubles was set as the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs combined for a total of 23. I guess that's in one game. 1979. Wow. At Comiskey Park in Chicago, Disco Demolition Night led fans to taking the field after a box of disco records was blown up. The White Sox forfeited the second game of a doubleheader to the Detroit Tigers due to the condition of the field. 1984, Steve Carlton of the Philadelphia Phillies recorded his 100th strikeout for the 18th consecutive season. All right?
Yeah, he was awesome. He was like
that's the big lefty thing right there.
Yeah, Philly.
Sports quote of the day, you learn you can do your best even when it's hard, even when you're tired and maybe hurting a little bit. It feels good to show some courage. Joe Namath. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And on that note, Earl, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty cool. Pretty cool. I had a nice time with my kids. Daughter and I went for breakfast. The kids, me and my son hung out. But guess what I discovered and I started doing?
What? You know, this was a comedy club. I got answered so many different ways, but...
TikTok.
Let me ask
that one. Yeah, TikTok.
You're on TikTok?
Naughty, I have 4 TikTok videos I did. I started out with like 28 followers. I now have like 155 followers in like in less than a week.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. This is so much fun.
Earl, you've inspired me. I might have to do TikTok. I have been long, you know, not been doing TikTok. I do Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm comfy in those platforms. I think there's a lot of kids on TikTok, but by God, if you get in the way with TikTok.
No, they got plenty of us with gray hair on it too.
If you start at 28 and jump to 155, I must see could do something on TikTok.
Man, listen, my friend, she came by and she taught me how to make the videos. I told her she created a monster.
What?
Stop.
Yeah, your new TikTok friend, your new TikTok buddy know your allegiance to the Press Box crew and Talking Heads.
It's not a new friend, but they know my allegiance.
Do they have similar allegiances? Do they watch sports and drink beer also?
They don't drink beer, but they have watched sports. They like Justin Turner.
A lot of potential there. Keep it up, Pearly. Keep it up.
Okay.
I like them for you. T- TikTok, watch sports, and don't drink beer. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Pearly. At this stage of the game, you're doing good. Don't push it.
Listen, as long as they feed me, I'm good.
There you go. Here we go. Pearly, this is for you. Hey, Naughty. Hey, Pearly. Just don't forget my Yankees split the 4 games with the Red Sox over the weekend. Our bullpen wasn't good in those 2 losses, but we're still in first place. I guess the Yankee listeners would be...
I guess... 14 and a half game lead, I would think it'd still be in first place.
You know what?
Boy, listen. I know one thing, Naughty.
What you got?
Don't get run down to begin with.
No. Don't do that.
Don't get in the playoffs.
Yeah. Don't do that. But listen...
Don't do that because you... Not so much you, because he... Cause I would be nice to you, but Peter Raheem, he can curse me, he can cuss me, he can be upset with me if that happens.
But it ain't gonna happen. But I understand. I understand you leaning that way because you know it could be good for you. It could be good for you. But listen,
anything possible in baseball.
We gotta slide into the home court, you know. Who's in, you know, who's making you know, the news? All right. Who's doing what in the 242 when it comes to sports? And it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau and that zesty Whopper. And listen, get it as a combo. Get it by itself. Either way, it's all good. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Any which way you like it, it's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location. Your way, right away. All right? So be sure to check out your favorite BK location today for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. And Pearly, when you look at the local sports scene... Got a couple of things to talk about. First and foremost, Speedy Stevie Gardner. He pulls out. Got a foot injury.
Yeah.
He's been relegated to in a walking boot. All right. So when you see an athlete having to walk around in a walking boot, you got some issues going on. So you know we're going to keep an eye on that, and we wish Stevie a speedy recovery and getting back and a good recuperation.
That well so.
Out of swimming. You had your nationals over the weekend. You had the Mako Aquatics win their 4th straight national title.
Wow.
This at the Bahamas Aquatics Federation's 50th National Swimming Championships came to a close on Sunday. And at the end of the meet, the Mako Aquatics Club swimmers and coaches made a celebratory splash in the pool, winning their 4th straight title at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Swim Complex. It was at a full capacity as parents and supporters cheered on their respective teams. And fans were allowed in the Nationals for the first time since 2019. Mako came into the final session with a 293-point cushion over the second-place YMCA Wave Runners. At the end of the session, that lead went up to 368 points. And Mako Aquatics head coach Trevano McPhee lost his voice during the meet, but managed to say it was great for them to get a 4th straight, better than the other 3. For some reason, we feel a lot more accomplished on this win. The swimmers really stepped up coming off COVID last year. We didn't know what the kids would perform and how the meet would run. But the Federation did an excellent job in organizing the Nationals coming off of Corifta in April. These swimmers were able to defend their championships to get a 4th straight title, which is not easy. McPhee said he was very happy with the way the swimmers performed over the 4-day competition. And Pearly, you know, I know a thing or two about winning 4 straight in swimming. I won 7 straight high point trophies. So I know what it's like. It's not an easy feat. So I tip my hat. Yeah, anybody want to debate me? They're right there in the man cave.
You know, I feel like I'm behind in swimming. What happened to the clubs like the Dolphins? The Dolphin and the Barracuda Swim Club?
Dolphin's still around. Barracuda's still around, you know.
Okay.
They still around. But you had some new, you know, and all things, new clubs evolve. You know, you got the, listen.
You know what I like about swimming now? When I was growing up, 100 years ago, there were very few people of my hue swimming.
But now you are very proud to say, my brother, it is a different, it's, I hate to say it, but it's a new day when it comes to that.
Yeah, it is.
All right, just so you know, the points.
I'm not going to say that, but I'm just going to say it's different.
Mako scored 2,011 points while the Wave Runners finished with 1,643 points. The Barracuda Swim Club was third with 1,568 points, and the Alpha Aquatics was fourth with 849 points. Now, listen, I could speak on it, and I swam. Back in the day, you know, Bayesh brothers like me, we was the minority. We used to still beat people from pillar to post, but we were still a minority. It was more of an Eastern Road sport, if you know what I mean, or...
Yeah, know you're a minority because when we heard your name, we didn't know who the hell you was.
That and water polo, you all saw that in Egos, any guys are lying. You all didn't know what the hell that was. You all didn't know that Spanish, if that was Greek, if that was Czechoslovakian, Yugoslavian.
No, I actually thought, I think at one time I thought it was Greek, and I said, you know, them Greeks can swim now, so I sure he can move through the water.
No, they could dive sponge. Is that's, you know. other variations, you know, that know how to swim on top of the water. You know, especially as part, you know, part Cuban. You got to know how to swim. You know how to get from border to border.
I know, but you're Cuban. I didn't know you Cubans know how to swim either. I thought you just know how to paddle.
You know how to build boats, buddy. I got family who will build the boat out of this table in the studio right here, put 18 other Cuban families on it, and make it to the Florida Keys. Don't play with us, bro. If Lost had a Cuban on it, it would have been one episode. It wouldn't even have been a series. Same thing for Gilligan. If Gilligan was Cuban, they would have been off that island in 5 minutes.
But speaking of Cuban, it was so good to see that our under-12 boys beat the Cuban team.
That's a great segue because that's what we was going to get right into, man. And hats off to, because you had two teams. You had the tournament team and you had the host team, okay? And the host team was coached by Javier Bo and Kenny Mondesi. And listen, they were the underdogs, man. They lost the first two games they played, but they got hot, and they won the rest. And the big guy, number one rated Bahama team, the tournament team, which was a fully loaded squad, they got unlucky against the Cuban team. Cuban teams put some good strategy on them. You know what I mean? Hell, that pitching for Bennett counted, disguised it. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Why you think Cuban really had nine cases of beer and five bottles of Jack Daniels? Because the Cuban team was in second place, you know?
Okay.
And then the top two teams actually got bumped out by the third and fourth seeds. The number one team, the Bahamas tournament team, got bumped off by the fourth seed Cuban team. And the number two seed Aruba got bumped off by the number three host team, Bahamas. And the number three host team, Bahamas, took on the number four seed, Cuba, for the championship and won it all. So hats off, man. It stays in the Bahamas.
Wow.
And that winning team is going to be off to Branford, Missouri, to play in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Will they be able to substitute any player?
That I don't know. That remains to be seen. We'll see how it goes, but sadly, I'm sure, you know, how far it would be.
In those type tournaments, pitching is a premium.
Yeah, but I guess you got to go back and see what they decide to do. I mean, at this stage of the game, from my standpoint and from being a youth coach, if I coach that team and we win the tournament here, then we've earned the right to go represent this country in Branford, Missouri as a complete team that won this tournament. So you don't need to replace nothing. And if you're going to do that, unless it's an injury. And if it's not injury related, then guess what? Don't come with that political mumbo jumbo.
But my thing is,
you could replace me as the head coach at the same time.
I wasn't good enough, and I beat you.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm very proud of that team. Listen, I'm proud of all the players on both Bahamian teams and all the kids that came in from the region. Cuba, Aruba came in. All of them. They did a great job. Puerto Rico. But guess what? I've coached against a lot of these kids that were on these squads, man. So I'm proud to see that they did what they did. You know what I mean? And that underdog team, like, there's nothing like seeing an underdog come through and win it all. So nobody mad at that team for winning. And hats off to Coach Javier Bo and Kenny Monesi, man. They did a great job at it.
Great job. But tell me about the under-16 team that beat the Americans. That's what I'm excited about, too.
Another great performance by the under-16 squad. They battled. They had a couple of moments, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
They lost their first game to the Americans, didn't they?
Correct. But at the end of the day, they came back and did what they had to do. And they made it happen. And when you look at Team Bahamas in the under-16 division, they beat the Netherlands 4-1. They beat they lost to Puerto Rico 4-2. They beat Aruba 20-0. Okay?
Wow.
Then they beat St. Martin 6-2. They lost to the USA 15-13. And then they came back and beat the USA 9-4 to win it all. And after pool play, Puerto Rico was 5-0. The Bahamas was 4-1. The USA was 3-2. St. Martin was 2-3. The Netherlands 1-4. And Aruba 0-5. So another very good showing, and they're off to represent as well.
So these were like 13, 14 yards.
Under 16. That would be probably anywhere from 13 to 16, correct.
Okay, okay.
Depending on the talent level and who's coaching the squad and whatnot.
Okay.
But I think I think it's definitely, you know, something to look for. The fields were great. It was well attended. It was well publicized. It was had great coverage. I think they, you know, if they can't find another spot in the region that's nice next year, do it again here. If not, I'm sure the region will now perk up and want to host because they've seen what we could put out. And yeah. You know, and for the level of talent that was there, the Bahamas did a good job.
I think so. I mean, we did a fantastic job. It was only two divisions, right?
Right, that we participated in, and you had teams from the region. Now, I don't know if all the teams from the region were the A squads from the region, but whatever squads they were sent played at a high level, you know what I mean, and represented their countries well.
So these guys get to go to the Cal Ripken World Series.
They get to go to the Babe Ruth in Brantford, Missouri. Now, if they do well there, okay. Then they got a shot for the Cal Ripken, but right now it's Brantford, Missouri next stop. For Team Bahamas.
Now, which one is this the same one that we be watching on ESPN all the time? And I'm just asking these questions. I know, but I just
no. The one on ESPN that has the long running contract on ESPN. That's the Cal Ripken Little League World Series.
Okay, so which one did we win a few years ago? Back in the day, about 5 years.
With Todd and them. Yeah. Yeah.
That was
Cal Ripken.
That was the Babe Ruth.
No, that was Cal Ripken.
Okay.
So,
But the one that our kids won is the one that is the Little League. This is the Little League World Series.
All right, now let me break it down for you. Cal Ripken Baseball is a division, okay? Of Babe Ruth Baseball, okay? All right. Ages 4 through 12, keeping baseball fun, especially in the early stages of youth baseball is a primary concern of Babe Ruth League's Cal Ripken Division.
Okay.
Okay? So, that division, and you have the divisions, T-ball, rookie, minor, major 60. That features a 46-foot pitching distance and a 60-foot base path in between. Okay? That's okay. Analogy like 10U. When you get the 7U, major 70, that's 12U. 50-foot distance for the pitching, 70 feet between the bases, all right? And then the majors and major 60.
That's the one we won. That's the one we just won this weekend.
Right, we run 12 and under, and then we would won the – we won what would have been obviously under the 16. Equivalent of a major division or not even a major division, a separate division because major division tops off at 11 and 12 at Cal Ripken. At Babe Ruth.
Okay.
So that would be under 16 would be another division from the Babe Ruth League. But Babe Ruth is the governing body, and Cal Ripken is a division within.
Okay, so now, Aku going up to, where we going, where are they going?
Brantford, Missouri.
So they go to Brantford, then they go and they play against like China and United States.
I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, you have teams from all over the world. And all over the region where they have tournaments and Babe Ruth leagues and so on and so forth. So you have
I'm trying to figure out, do we get to see our kids play in this thing on TV, the one that's on ESPN, that they fix to ensure that an American in the championship every time?
Listen, let me double check on that. Let me do the research.
But you know, they fixed the league. That league was getting to the point that the other kids were winning and the Japanese were killing them and fixing the Americans were getting beat early. So the championship game with the two foreign countries. So now they fixed it that every time the championship is played, it's the Americans playing against some other country.
Yeah, but you know, you had some international squads had some issues with their, you know, with their team.
No, they were beating up. No, they fixed it because they were beating up on the Americans.
All right.
They were killing the Americans. So you'll have Japan and Germany playing for the Little League World Series or Japan and Cuba play for the Little League. So, Japan and Dominican Republic, the Americans are getting beat.
So check this out, Earl. In Branson, Missouri, all right? Our guys are off to play in the 2020 Cal Ripken Major 70 World Series, all right? That's the Cal Ripken Major 70 World Series is returning to Branson at Ballparks of America. Players compete in this year's World Series, all right? So they qualified to go to Branson, Missouri and play in that tournament, okay?
Okay.
Now, the Little League World Series on ESPN, that I think is a different entity that you see.
I think it's a totally different entity.
And that's why I want to be Pacific and specific.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the 2022 Little League World Series is on ESPN. And like I say, it comes from the same spot every year.
Yes.
And they have the annoying outfield and everything where you hit a shot, it goes halfway up. But it is televised. Go ahead.
Is the Cal Ripken being televised?
I'm sure it will be. And links that you can actually see the games televised. And they have, I'm going to pull up the ESPN information, or I get it to you, but I think you will see a full slate of ESPN games again this year, but it just won't be the one our guys are in. It'll be televised online.
I know that comes up. I'm familiar with that.
One thing, Jeff, Francis, and Sanji, and CJ, they do a great job of getting all the links up with the baseball, as well as 10-year seniors, Ronaldo Dawson and Mark Nutt, they do a great job as well. So there's ample opportunity to see it. You know what I mean?
I know that.
So
I rely on Jeff Francis almost anything.
I mean, they do a great job covering the baseball, man. They're really into it, and, I appreciate them being so candid and getting it there as fast as they can. You know what I mean? So what we're going to do right now is take our first break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we're going to pick it up with who's in and who's out. And, of course, it's 5:33. They close at 6, so if you're in the Rosetta Mackey area, you need to stop by. Let them do the cooking for you today. Tropical gyros. Grab your gyro. Grab your bowl. It's all good. Oh, yes. We'll talk about the goodness of tropical gyros on the flip side of the break as we get you the, all right, who's in and who's out report related to tonight's baseball and, of course, NFL and NBA offseason moves. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for.
Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles,
we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service,
your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent.
Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com.
John's also now carries small home appliances,
so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks or waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our 7 locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you.
to Percy's Pension Plan.
From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island.
What's like cancer? We band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right now, 5:38, and it's time to get up in to who's
you
in.
Know, before you do that, you know I didn't do my homework, right? You know, our soccer, we don't play, we study. So now, the tournament starts August 5th in a home run derby in Missouri. The Cal Ripken World Series. So the our game, and this is the broadcast schedule. So I don't know if we're playing other games, but we play our first. Our broadcast game is going to be on the 6th of August, Bahamas against Aruba at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then our next broadcast game would be, I think it's the 10th, if I saw that correctly. We play, where is it? You know, so I think there's other games, but that's the broadcast schedule. I'm going to look for that. Or we play Mexico on the 10th of August at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's, I think that's the broadcast schedule for that is going to be on. There's a link they give you.
Watch,
I send it to
watch
you.
Out for that Mexican team.
Yeah.
They're famous for having a bunch of little Valenzuelas on there.
Yes, they do. They do.
Pitch you the pieces. I see the link, Pearly. I see the link.
Yeah, that's just the broadcast schedule now. There's another schedule out. They'll probably give you the what's going on. That's exciting. I'm stoked.
It is a good look, man. We need to do the best we can when we out there, man. Because we, you know, it's an ample opportunity to show people why, you know, we're a hotbed for the next wave and where we're going with it. So, you know. And it also sets the tone for other kids here to, you know, have something for them to shoot for.
It's kind of cool to see, so I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, now I'm going to get up into the mansion of Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check out, like I said, Tropical Gyros, home of the original gyros like salmon, grilled veggies, and, of course, you know, their most famous jerk chicken salad. You got to try that, man, all right? The jerk chicken salad is off the chain. The bowls are off the chain as well. All right, be sure to check out Tropical Gyros, right? Mackie and Rosetta, open until 6, or if you're in the area, let them do the cooking for you tonight. All right, time for delivery with the Craven app. All right, and you can phone in your orders as well, 601-5752. All right, they're definitely hooking it up for you. I ain't gonna lie, right, Johnson from Tropical Gyros? I might have to text you and then I'm like, yeah, stay open for 5 extra minutes. My God. I get there tomorrow, man. I get there tomorrow. But, yeah, who's in and who's out? Lots to look at as far as who's in and who's out. If you look at the NBA, rumors continue to swirl. Your Los Angeles Lakers, Earl, have made me turn around. I'm no longer completely in self-imposed exile in my back, Los Angeles. I'm thinking maybe some cold feet on the Kyrie Irving front because now I'm hearing they possibly could get Miles Turner and Buddy Hield in a deal. And when you
That's plan B.
I like plan B better than plan A.
If plan A is Kyrie, if that fails, then the next move is to get Buddy.
I don't know. Kyrie, I think, is what we need, though. Because we're going to get 60 games, but I think when it comes to that consistent third scorer, he's better off in that system than Westbrook.
The thing about it is, and the problem is, the Lakers have limited resources, and they're not prepared to give up those limited resources. You know, they're not about to sell the whole.
I think they're committed to giving up the picks if they need to get it done.
They're not committed to give up all the picks.
Listen to this.
That's the problem.
I'll tell you who's in, all right? And this went quietly under the radar. Okay, Earl? And I'm sure Gardner can chime in, but listen. Last week, when the Atlanta Hawks traded Danilo Gallinari to the San Antonio Spurs, along with two first-round picks, for that guard, what was his name? DeJounte Murray. They traded for DeJounte Murray. Okay? So when DeJounte Murray went to the Hawks, Gallinari and two first-round picks went to the Celtics. No, sorry, not the Celtics. To the Spurs. The Spurs brought Gallinari out, making him an unrestricted free agent who has now signed with the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
So the veteran forward is going to add more shooting to already versatile front court in Boston. He's decent on the defensive end. And I think this is a big addition.
And they also signed a guard. What's the guard name they signed from?
They made Malcolm Brogdon. They brought him over from Indiana.
From Indiana, yes.
But after clearing waivers, free agent forward Danilo Gallinari has agreed on a 2-year, $13 million deal with the Boston Celtics. This is according to his agent, Michael Tellum of Excel Basketball. The deal is fully guaranteed and includes a player option for a third year. Gallinari was the 6th overall pick in 2008. Played the last two seasons with the Atlanta Hawks, averaging 12.4 points while shooting 39.2% from three-point range. 6-for-10 big man offers a versatile offensive set that should give Boston even more options in a front rotation that includes Robert Williams, Al Horford, Jason Tatum, Grant Williams, and Luke Kornet. So they added Gallinari, former Kia Rookie of the Year, Malcolm Brogdon, in the offseason, and they're looking to do some more stuff. So who knows? Keep an eye on Boston.
Mm-hmm. It's getting richer.
Carmelo Anthony may be returning to the Lakers.
Yeah.
And
not a bad move.
Melo back to the Lakers? Provide some scoring off the bench.
Come off the bench, yeah. That's good. Locker room leadership.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it now and I'm saying, hey, that would be good scoring off the bench.
And if they get Kyrie, they need him to.
And in spacing situations, Kyrie could set him up for wide open looks.
Yeah.
We'll see how that has to pan out. My boy Ja Morant got in trouble this week early. Pretty went after Jordan. He said, Jordan.
You mean Black Jesus?
Yeah, man. He say, listen. What did he say he did to Jordan?
Oh, that one. He's been getting himself in trouble recently. A lot of him out getting a little hot.
He said he'll cook Jordan. So Jordan was quoted as saying, he'll cook me? What are you going to cook for me? Pasta. Say I will walk him like the little chihuahua dog that he is. God, I love Jordan. That's why I still love Jordan. And Jordan believed that in his mind right now, you know.
And he might be able to give a 2 points off him.
I'm telling you. Please, Mike, don't play. Mike say, cook me what? Cook me? Cook me what? Pasta.
Listen, two players I know you don't talk trash to, him and Kobe.
No, sir.
They will come and tell you what they can do to you, and they will do it to you.
Listen.
And nothing you can do about it.
I tell you. And the whole thing is, I saw one the other day with Kyrie Irving mouthing off to Kobe at an Olympic basketball practice, right? And he was telling him how he's going to take him when he came to the league, so on and so forth. You know, he put up the little meme, a few moments later.
Yes.
They showed Kobe playing him in the regular season, locking him down, blocking the shot, then going down court and scoring on him.
Yes.
And then saying,
I saw that.
Easy money. Easy money.
I think I may have put that in our chat.
You might have put that in your chat. Absolutely right. You might have put it there. That was just two dudes you didn't want to play with. Tim Duncan was another one in a very silent way. He wouldn't say nothing, but he'd just go down and kill you back to back to like bucket after bucket after bucket after bucket. There you go. Kareem, very similar too.
Yep. Kareem is just that mean, that serious demeanor. That
just
come on,
punish
there,
you.
I hope you to death.
I watched
a great...
I watched a great highlight the other night. They said this is the shot that almost made Larry Bird the undisputed GOAT. He had a shot against the Lakers in the finals, put them up by one, left us with 7 seconds, and you know what Magic did, right? Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. We got a phone call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Okay.
Hey. I want to talk to Mr. Goldman Contract, please.
Who you want to talk to?
Mr. Goldman Contract.
No, if you're looking for Cuban Billy, he ain't here. He on the road somewhere. I have no idea what I can help you with. Did she say Dennis Rodman contract?
I did not hear him.
The producer, we got to scrape him up off the floor. I don't know what's going on after that. You know who I thought that was? It was a voice note circulating years ago. Why you send this to my phone? I called the police for you.
I remember that.
You remember that one? That's what I thought that was, man. That's just what I thought that was. Anyway, Mr. Producer, we soon got to go to the break, right? So let's go to the break, Pearlie, and on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap it up here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We got a full schedule of baseball we need to talk about tonight. A couple of games coming up tonight, man. And then you got the All-Star game, too, man. Jazz starting
at
second base. Calm down.
Listen, Naughty, you have to understand.
But you've seen the Dodgers start in the All-Star game before, man. Come on.
No. I've never seen a Dodger, particularly Kershaw, start an All-Star game in Dodger Stadium.
Okay. All right. I get
that's
you now.
Naughty, use a big board. Come on, man.
I understand. I understand I get it. Fair enough. Okay. Let's look at today's games. We got any scores from early today, Pearly?
I think who played today? I was kind of looking at the standings, so I know because you can run on with something, so I figured that out.
No, we got
the Guardians beat the White Sox. Yeah.
Got a big slate tonight, though.
Wow! Bieber pitch a complete game. 3 hits, 1 earned run, and 7 Ks.
Well, we'll talk about that and all the full slate tonight, man. We got plenty of games tonight, Pearly. And you're taking on the Cardinals.
I get one. Puts up on OB bad tonight.
Anyway, that sounded really bad. Let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. Let's clean it up. Yeah, Talking Heads continues right after this.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wow. KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy, wow, good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Down the home stretch, become 5:53 p.m. is the time. And boy, Purdy, we got to talk about a couple of things before I get out of here, because I got to hook you up with my pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And it's all about Percy's pension plan, the Triple P. All right, you can win $1,000 a week for a complete year. You got $1,000 a week. You got one winner at $1,000 a week for a year, two winners at $500 a week for a year, two winners at $400 a week for a year, two winners at $300 a week for a year, two winners at $250 a week for a year, four winners at $200 a week for a year. All right, every time you deposit $20 on your Island Game account, you're going to get an entry form. You're going to get entered. Percy's pension plan, the Triple P from the Island Game. All right? And be sure to check out the Island Game's sportsbook. All right? Check them out online. TheIslandGame.com. And here's who I like tonight. Probably a lot of games tonight, though. My God, it's a lot of games. You got the 7 o'clock variety, the White Sox and the Guardians.
Guardians beat them 4-1.
No, this is probably a part of a doubleheader if it's 7:10 p.m. or it's probably a twilight doubleheader.
Probably so. Yes, it's a doubleheader, yes. Yes.
And then you have the 6:40 game. You got Pittsburgh at Miami. Is Jazz in, or is he still nursing the lower back strain?
He's still out. He's still in IR.
All right. Then you have Stratton is starting for Pittsburgh. Castano starting for the Marlins tonight in that game. You got Seattle against Washington. Flexing for Seattle, 5-8, 4.0 ERA. Gray is the starter for Washington, 7-5, 4.14 ERA. Cincinnati
Seattle
Reds.
Seattle been playing some good ball.
45-42. Cincinnati taking on the Yankees. My Yankees. Ashcraft going for the Reds tonight, 4-2, 4.35 ERA. Garrett Cole going for the Yankees, 8-2, 3.26 ERA. I like the Yankees to get right tonight in that one.
Yeah.
That's one of my picks for the night. You got the Philadelphia Phillies and the Toronto Blue Jays. Bellatti, 1-3 with a 3.14 ERA going for the Berrios, 6-4, 5.44 ERA going against the Phillies tonight for the Blue Jays. Boston and Tampa Bay, 47-40 against 46-40. Sale on the mound for Boston, making his first start. Kluber on the mound for Tampa Bay, 4-5, 3.62 ERA. You got the Mets and the Braves. All of a sudden, the Mets are now 54-33, and the Braves are 52-36.
Yeah, the Mets were actually pulled off a big game last night to hold off, to hold the Braves off. I mean, to hold the Braves off last night to get, because they would have been a half a game up if they lost last night.
But I like
Braves playing good boys.
I like
they
the
picked up Robinson Cano.
I like the Braves tonight. I like the Braves, and they picked up Robinson Cano.
Yeah,
that's a big pickup. That's a Braves pickup right there, buddy.
Yes.
That's so Atlanta Braves right there. I like them to win tonight against the Mets. That's my second pick of my three team parlay tonight. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the other one, but you know, you got Milwaukee and Minnesota at 7:40. You got Baltimore and Chicago at 8:05. You got Oakland and Texas at 8:05. Detroit and Kansas City at 8:10. San Diego, Colorado at 8:40. Houston and the Angels at 9:38. Diamondbacks and Giants at 9:45, but you know that game that I'm putting on my trifecta is at 7:45. You got Dodgers on the road against the St. Louis Cardinals. I like White tonight with the 3.38, 6-2-4, 4.28 ERA. White's on the up and up. I think he's going to be a part of the rotation moving forward. And the Dodgers got to continue to win to keep pace with my Yankees. So, yeah, I like the Dodgers tonight. So my
I don't need to keep pace with your Yankees. You know, I don't care where you finish, what your record is, you know.
Okay.
All I want to do is win the National League. The team I'm worried about is Atlanta Braves.
But guess what?
I'm not worried about the Mets.
That's what I got tonight. I like the Yankees against Cincinnati. I like the Braves like against the Mets. And I like the Dodgers against the Cardinals. That's my three pick right there. My three team parlay.
Okay. All right.
Set it and forget it. And if you win, get me an early, you know, Earl of Pearl, some money, you know. Give us 10% of your winnings.
That same kid, Mitch White, pitcher for the Dodgers, is the most unheralded pitcher on our start in our rotation, and the big kid pitching some good baseball.
Don't. Why are you talking it, man? You keep that as a secret so you could win. Anyway,
Kershaw. Oh, I'm so excited.
Anyway, for Earl of Pearl. And for Sarah Kirkby, who chimed in earlier, and for everybody who chimed in today on the text line, good stuff today. Enjoy your Tuesday night, because we had Tuesday already, Pearly. Short week.
I see that, yes.
So enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll chop it up again tomorrow. Appreciate you, man. And for everybody who chimed in, happy, be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.